Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Perpetual Notion Machine. I am Angel Francisco Adames Corraliza. I'm a professor at UW Medicine in the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences. And today's episode is going to be a little different. We're going to have a different episode from before. My colleague, Mayra Oyola Merced, is currently traveling. She's usually the person who does this episode with me. She's having her sweet revenge last time that we recorded. I was the one who was out of town, so now it is her turn to be out of town and having the episode for me. So in her place, I have a special guest. I have my colleague, also from the department, Victor Chavez Maita, who is going to be talking to me about some of the events that we've been seeing. So to give you a little bit of context, we were recently traveling. We were in South America. We were for two conferences and two workshops. And we also got to experience some firsthand the weather that's going down here, some of it with really important implications. So in today's episode, we're going to do something a little bit different. So the first part is going to be in English. It's going to be a shorter English episode. And then we're going to switch and have like 75% of the remaining episode in Spanish. So for all of you who are listening in English, I'll give you a quick summary of what we're going to be talking about later on in the rest of the episode that will be in Spanish. So like I mentioned, Victor and I went to South America last week. We spent a few days in Lima, in Peru, and then we spent the remainder of the week in Brazil, in Sao Paulo. And while we were there, we talked to numerous scientists, many Peruvian, Brazilian, and also European scientists about the latest research in tropical weather and climate. And there is a lot of exciting stuff going on in the field right now. So I'll give you a couple of quick highlights. A lot of people have been researching what is happening with like thunderstorms and rain over the Amazon basin with the rainforest, a lot of important implications for deforestation in the area, talking about what will happen if we reach a tipping point. Long story short, it could happen. It could happen sooner than what we think. So we got to be a little bit concerned about that. We also saw a new AI model that the U.S. is leading charge. And these AI weather models are incredible. Some of them have much better weather forecast than the dynamical models, which are the ones that are mostly used nowadays. When you look at your phone and you look at your forecast, it's usually coming from statistics from the National Weather Service, which are often based on these dynamical models. But the latest generation of AI models, I outdo it in many, many ways, especially in the area that Victor and I study, which is the tropics. We were almost, our jaws almost dropped to see how good the AI models are in tropical weather forecasting compared to the previous generation of models. So in addition to that, we were also on the ground where we were in Lima, and we had discussion with colleagues about the development of coastal El Nino events. So for those of you that have never, you know, I think everybody's familiar with El Nino. It's a global phenomenon. It has major weather and climate impacts throughout the globe. But often these global El Niños can be preceded by coastal El Niños. Sometimes not. Sometimes coastal El Niño events develop on their own. So the coastal El Niño event is, as the name suggests, it's a warming of the ocean water that is actually localized to the coast of South America. And it tends to have really, really important impacts in that region specifically. And then the global impacts can materialize later on if the event develops global, or it can remain local. And right now, even though we haven't developed the global El Niño yet, the coastal one has developed and has already led to torrential rains and floods in Peru and in Ecuador as well. And we're talking about like some pretty substantial warming. We're talking about 3 to 4 degrees Celsius warming off the coast of Peru, which is about 6 to 8 degrees Fahrenheit of warming. And so this is quite substantial. This is a pretty large warming. And in fact, the models that forecast El Niño have picked up on this warming. And some of the major ENSO prediction models, the models that predict El Niño later on in the year, many of them are actually predicting a substantial El Niño event, something that's probably going to be closer to a moderate El Niño, but an El Niño event nonetheless towards the latter part of this year. So for all of you that are worried about what's going to happen with El Niño later on, with heat waves and rain, droughts and so forth, this is something definitely to monitor. So yeah, and so some of this is actually done in-house at the University of Wisconsin-Madison by Professor Dan Weimann. He's one of the people who works with El Nino. So he's we've been chatting with him about this potential development. And he's conceded also that this moderate El Nino event can develop. So that's the 5-minute summary of what we are going to be talking about. We are now going to switch to Español and continue having this a longer form conversation of this summary in Spanish. So, Victor, can you please introduce yourself? Bienvenido al episodio. Ahora estamos hablando en español.
Gracias, Ángel. En esta oportunidad voy a tener la difícil tarea de reemplazar a Mayra, pero vamos a hacer el mejor trabajo. Yo soy investigador también en la Universidad de Wisconsin. Trabajo con varios fenómenos que ocurren en los trópicos en varias escalas, desde cosas que ocurren en la formación de nubes hasta fenómenos que pueden ocurrir en millares y millares de años, como es la ciencia de la paleoclimatología. Y también Ángel mencionó que el niño también es obviamente mi tema de investigación, porque vengo de Perú y obviamente siempre me motivó a estudiar el niño y es lo que hago también actualmente.
Así que un interludio musical primero.
Chao.